Oh, I cannot believe you're actually here. Now get inside. I don't want people to see you hanging around my dorm like some kind of creep. Well, because you look like a creep. Duh. I cannot believe you had the balls to show up. Oh. Oh, that look in your eyes. Now that's tasty. I've never seen them so fierce. Even after all of the shit I've given you since we started college. And all this time, I thought you. And what do I want? Oh, such a rude boy. Looks like I'll have to teach you some manners. Look, if you're going to be all huffy about tonight, then you didn't have to drag yourself all the way over here. It's Friday night. You could have just stayed in your dorm and jacked off like you usually do. Yeah, you're right. If you didn't show up, then I would have emailed all of that sweet material to all of your contacts. No, I don't know why you're making such a big deal out of this. It's your fault, really. All your browsing history, all of your personal pictures. You should have taken better care not to have them stolen. Oh, but you know, while I was going through it all, in and amongst a variety of items that you wouldn't want to get out, I never expected you to have such an expansive browsing history into these kinds of topics. Not that there's anything wrong with it. No. It's all perfectly legal. Like that singer said, whips and chains excite me. And I guess they also excite you. Certainly enough to take pictures and make drawings, at least. Sure, of course. You call them your private art. But others might not see it that way. I wonder what your classmates would say if they saw it. I think a few wouldn't be surprised. You do look like a creeper dork after all. Oh, so I'm the only one who thinks you're a creep. You better watch your mouth, loser. Don't forget who's in charge here. And those stuck-up prudes in your club. Oh, they will have a complete freak out if they saw it. They'd even probably kick you out. Oh, and you know, I think the most interesting reaction would come from that sundress-wearing bimbo that you're always lusting after. Oh, yes, I know all about your latest little crush. She looks and acts all innocent with those big doe eyes, but there is no way that someone like her, who's friends with all the guys, is really that wholesome. She's definitely banging a few of them, probably the hot ones. Oh, did that strike a nerve? Oh, the look on your face is priceless. I mean, really. You thought you had a shot with her. A dork like you could try to get lucky, but be realistic. I mean, who would be interested in you? No one, really. Well, I don't have all night, so here's what we're going to do. For tonight, in this room, I own you. You will only speak when I tell you to. And you will address me as, what do I want to be called? Mommy? Mistress? Nah, based on your search history, I think you might actually like those. You will address me as ma'am. I like that. Now say it. Say ma'am. Oh! Oh, I do like the sound of that. Say it again. Oh, yes. Again? Oh, fuck. Oh, now? Now it's time for the main event. I want you to stand right here in front of my mirror. And I'm going to stand right here. That's right. I'm gonna stand right here behind you. My body pressed against yours. My soft lips and hot breath just hovering at your ear. Now I want you to look straight ahead. And I want you to enjoy the same sight that I'm seeing. Your hopeless expression. This is more for me, though. I want to be able to see your face while standing behind you, dominating you like this. Oh, and you can feel them, can't you? I'm not wearing a bra, so you can feel my soft breath. Pressing into your back. Say it. Say yes, ma'am, and thank me, because this is probably the only time you'll ever feel a woman's breasts. Oh, good boy. Keep looking straight ahead at the mirror. You know, I'm a bit disappointed that you didn't wear sweatpants like I asked. Any discomfort that you're about to feel is your own fault. Remember that. Now, I'm going to start rubbing your cock through your pants. Don't try and resist. Remember the consequences. Do you like that? And how does it feel to have your cock touched by someone other than yourself? Oh, what's this? Your cock is already straining against your pants. I warned that it might get a little uncomfortable, but I didn't think it happened so soon. Oh, and judging by that look on your face, you want even more. But I think I like it like this. Do you like that? When I kiss your neck? I know you do. I felt the twitch down there. I want you to beg me. I want you to beg the woman who's blackmailing you. Beg me for relief. Beg me to undo your pants and grab it. Oh, there's a good boy. No, no. The underwear stays on. That's right. You're about to get a hand job within the confines of your underwear. It's gonna be somewhat uncomfortable for you, but I can't have you staining my dorm with your loser cum. Now that I can grab it properly, I can tell that you do have an average size cock. I thought it would be smaller based on the pictures. A pleasant surprise. Well, do you like it? I see you're already leaking pre-cum. Do you like how tight I'm gripping your cock? Do you Did you just come from me squeezing your cock? I'm really not surprised you're an early comer, but yeah, I thought you'd last a little longer. And what's with that stupid look on your face? Did you think that this was over just because you came? No, this is not over until I'm good and satisfied. Oh, and I love that whimpering look on your face. Oh, yes. And I wonder how it feels to have your sensitive cock played with. Oh, immediately after you came. Oh, I guess I'll take some pity on you. I'll just keep your cock in my hand for now. While my other hand... My other hand slithers under your shirt and plays with your nipples. I did not give you permission to moan. It looks like someone is ready for round two. Now, I want you to grab that bottle of lube from the table there and squirt some all over my hand before I put it back in. Yes, and since I'm so gracious, I'll let you be generous with the lube. I'm going to get your twitching cock rock hard again. You should recognize this technique right here. It's from one of the videos in your own search history. Oh, that's right. I'm just using my fingers to massage the head of your cock. Oh, and how does it feel to have my nails trace over your balls and up your shaft to the head? Those moans that are escaping your lips. They're telling me that you're enjoying my fingernails dancing on your glands. Oh, it looks like your cock isn't as pathetic as you. At least one of you isn't a complete disappointment. We can finally get to that hand job we've both been waiting for. Let's start with some slow strokes. We can't have you blowing your load too soon again, dork. Oh, you're enjoying this, aren't you? Oh, don't try to deny it. This is exactly like one of those femdom videos you like to watch. And besides, I know you're lying when you say no. I can feel your throbbing cock in hand. And that's the ultimate lie detector. You know, I really wanted you to notice me when we first met. Notice me for me. I wanted you to see that we had so much in common on the surface. Hell, even beneath the surface, we had so much in common. Those videos that you enjoy, I enjoy them too. But you just ignored me like every other guy that I've liked, just to go after those hot girly girls. You were supposed to be different, because you gave me hope, and then you played it off with just being nice. You're getting close. Between beating your cock and all that squirming, I can definitely feel it. I have so much power over you right now. I can edge you over and over and just build it up. Maybe I'll even give you a ruined orgasm. Or, I could just stop right now and walk away. Tell me what you want. big for it. Is that what you really want? Yes. Are you close? Then come, let it all out. Yes, come for me. Come all over my hand and in your pants. Oh, come for me, you dork. Yes, yes, there's so much come from your second load. Oh, I'm going to milk it all out. Oh, come for me. Oh, yes, that's it. No. Oh, there you go. Yes. Good boy. Hey, what are you doing? I didn't say you could clean yourself up. Oh, you want the data. Well, I never said anything about giving up the data or deleting it. No. As long as I have that, I own you and that cock of yours. Now, I want you to pull up your pants and walk back to your dorm all the way across campus covered in lube and your own cum. And hopefully it's dark enough outside that no one notices that mess. Oh, and as you go, I want you to think about how I'm going to finger myself to sleep tonight, thinking about your face. I might just use the same hand I used to give you a handjob. It's nice and slick, covered in lube and your own cum, after all. Oh, I'm just fucking kidding, dude. There is no way I'm going to get any of your loser cum near my pussy. No, I'll see you back here tomorrow.